This is Ozarks at Lawrence. For about a week, a bright pink mini school bus has been parked outside of Ozark Beer Company in Rogers. The converted bus is the on-the-road home for Heidi Geist, an artist from Maine who's visiting breweries around the country and creating art for them. Heidi drove out of town yesterday, but Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda checked in with her a couple of times during her stay, and she brings us more about her project.
Ozark Beer Company was the 18th stop on Heidi Geist's road trip. For her 48 beer project, the goal is to travel to 48 breweries in 48 states. Geist says she's been creating beer labels for breweries around the country for a few years, and she was searching for a way to take what she was doing and make it a little more meaningful.
Or find a way to maybe bring other people in and have it be a little more interactive than just me sitting in a studio doing art. And when looked at the bus that I found on Craigslist and sort of, you know, made a very spontaneous decision to buy it. And things just kind of evolved. This is last February. So the concept evolved from doing 40 labels for 40 breweries or 48 labels for 48 breweries in 48 weeks to making it a little bit more, you know, with blogging and interviewing people and taking a lot of photos and trying to make it a little bit more involved.
When creating beer labels, Heidi says she's technically considered a graphic designer, but she does more than that.
I think people mostly associate that with computer art, and I don't do that. I hand draw or paint everything I do. So in general, I mean, I do a lot outside of this. I do mural work and a lot of large scale paintings and stuff, but yeah, for the sake of the project, it's a lot of smaller drawn and or small painted pieces that are layered together in Photoshop and, you know, submitted electronically. It's definitely a collaboration with all the designers that the breweries have.
The project took months and months of planning. When selecting breweries, Geist says she was looking for something specific in the personality of the companies.
It was important to me to find breweries who are passionate about what they're doing still and about the products that they're making and creative. Breweries that are really engaged with their community and, you know, have a space that sort of is a great place physically. You know, the tap room, they've created a space that's comfortable for all people to come and hang out.
For her Arkansas stop, Geist chose Ozark Beer Company. Marty Shutter, the brewery's marketing director, says they asked her to create a piece of art that will represent a bit of a direction shift they're taking with some new beers.
So we were asking her to create a piece of art that would interpret where we have come from graphically and where we're going in our new barrels. And so basically, we're working on some new mixed culture and souring and some really fun, funky beers that won't be available for a long time. And they'll be worked on for a long time. But we wanted to create a sort of an art kit around that is different than our current branding, looks visually different, feels different. And that's kind of the direction we started with.
Heidi Geist is creating labels for most of the breweries, but some of her stops have included other art projects. For example, she created a mural at Lazy Magnolia Brewery in Mississippi.
I did a brewery in Delaware who wasn't packaging yet. We did an installation where I was basically a short residency in the tap room, that good old train, painting old beer barrels that will just kind of like stay in the tap room as sort of semi-permanent art fixtures. Funny side note, I would say this is my 18th brewery stop so far, all but one have been on train tracks, which is really interesting for sleeping at night, but it's pretty funny trivia.
During her 6 months on the road, Geist has been driving and sleeping in her converted mini school bus named Fearless. Her first night in Rogers, she and her dog Churro, a brown mountain cur rescue, slept in frigid temperatures. On this day, it's raining, and you can hear the droplets pelting the roof. Geist found her home on wheels on Craigslist, and it's now outfitted with a bed, kitchen area, workspace, and a compostable toilet.
When I got it, it was still totally bus, but didn't have... The person before me had taken the seats out of it, so, but yeah, tore it all apart. I tore all the floors out, the walls off, re-insulated, redid the floors, and built everything in about 2 months, two really long, tiring months.
Geist has been referring to her journey as a cultural exploration of the craft beer industry. Part of that culture includes the people. Geist generally spends about a week at each brewery, which gives her plenty of time to meet and chat with strangers.
I'd like to think that I have already traveled the country a couple times, you know, that I've know so much about traveling and meeting people and doing these things, but the truth is every time you do, it's like reading a book. Every time you do, you get something different out of it. And I think the thing that blows my mind every time is while our country is so vastly different state to state, region to region, ultimately it's very similar in terms of, you know, people having all these things in common and just like the little reminders that while, you know, you can go from this state to this state and feel like you're in a different country, you know, we're all people and we're all enjoying these conversations and enjoying this drink together.
Heidi Geist's next stop is at Perennial Artisan Ales in St. Louis. You can follow her progress at diegeistart.com. That's DIEGEIST art.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.